Welcome back, it's Happy Tuesday. We are sitting here in lovely New York City, and I get to have the chance to be with a longtime friend in Edwina Johnson. So nice seeing you again. Thank you for being here. Edwina is COO of Alloy, and this week we're going to be talking about 2020, the year and the move of all around demographics and away from geography. So before we get into what that means, Edwina, can you just give us a quick background of who you are and what you're doing at Alloy?
Sure thing. So I'm COO at Alloy. Alloy is a smart identity and risk decisioning API and dashboard. We work with financial institutions, so fintechs, banks, to help them make better choices around their customers' identity and risk profiles.
Awesome. And on Tech Tuesday, we actually had one of your colleagues and another friend of mine, Laura Speakerman, on this. And so it's great to continue that conversation. Yes. So on this, you know, on this broader topic of the shifts to demographics versus geographies, what is your opinion on that? What does that look like from your perspective? You, with the background, seeing so many startups come through Startup Bootcamp and your role there, and then even at Alloy with your work, not only with banks, with fintechs, where have you seen that happen?
I think this trend is, or this topic's really interesting. A lot of the fintechs that have come about have been able to create a business because they're targeting a market which has been underserved by traditional financial players. So they see a group of people or a tribe, as we say, that isn't being served well, and they can create a business around that, get those early customers, prove out their business model, and then really take that to scale to market. And I think that's going to help allow a lot of innovation and a lot of new services to start up. And then coming to the US, and there's so many banks, so many credit unions, and you know, from our perspective at Alloy, helping those banks and credit unions really provide a fantastic digital customer experience and seeing the impact that can have on how competitive they can be. I love thinking about banks like Radius Bank, who shut all their branches aside from one and just really focused in online. And I think that's going to provide a lot more challenge for those existing incumbents by retargeting online and stepping out of their kind of traditional business.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as we look at the demographic side too, and you mentioned the banks, how do you think this is going to benefit the banks if they really start to break down those different demographics? What is that going to do for them?
So they'll be able to provide, better services to their audience. So they, by focusing services around demographics, around particular needs of particular demographics, you can provide more tailored services and you can build up a better audience experience, better loyalty to your brand. And a lot of those demographics can be reached online as more consumers or more businesses feel a lot more comfortable getting their financial services online. So it really does kind of push the innovation that's happening on the digital side of financial services. And then the other interesting side of this is that a lot more kind of innovation is happening in the back office, in those kind of infrastructure plays, the banking as a service, all of those different companies, as which Alloy kind of sits well in there, and now coming up and now expanding their offerings to these banks. So it's a lot easier to move online and a lot easier to compete as well.
Absolutely. So last question, as we look in the future, 2020 and beyond, how do you think this is going to continue to evolve, this conversation around demographics?
I think the way that this is going is that consumer brands, we're already seeing it with Apple, but other consumer brands will be able to take advantage of those banking as a service, those infrastructure plays, and offer their customers financial services. And so this means that as an individual, maybe as a teenager growing up, if you don't yet have a bank account, if you don't have a credit card yet, who are you going to trust more? Is it a brand that you've been using for your phone, like Apple? Is that who you're going to go to first now, or will it be a bank? It's not going to be a bank on the high street, okay? because those banks are disappearing because it's not as important to have a physical bank. It's about that issue.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, I'm super excited to see where this goes. You shared a lot more thoughts on the interview. So as always, please click the link below to have Edwina's full interview. And fascinating to see what's happening here. And until next week, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Bye.